Books on Tape presents Black Arrow by I.J. Parker, read by Roy Vongtama. Prologue: The Fatal Arrow. Echigo Province, Japan. Leaf Turning Month, September, A.D. 981. The evening sun slanted through the branches of tall cedars and splashed across a blood-red maple on the other side of the clearing. From the valley below came the sounds of horses and shouts of men. A young woman emerged from the trees, leading a child, a boy no more than 3 years old, in bright blue silk and with his hair childishly parted and tied into loops over his ears. The young woman was slender and beautiful, and dressed in a costly white silk gown embroidered about the hem in full sleeves with nodding golden grasses and purple chrysanthemums. Her long hair, which almost reached the hem of her dress, was fastened with a broad white silk ribbon below her shoulders. In the middle of the clearing, the child pulled free to chase a butterfly. The young woman called out anxiously, then laughed and ran after him. From the thicket, Death watched the two with hot eyes, clasping the large bow with his left hand, while the right slowly reached over his shoulder to pull the long, black-feathered arrow from the quiver slung across his back. The boy lost the butterfly and turned towards the woman, who sank to her knees and spread her arms wide to receive the child. Death bared his teeth. He was close, his bow powerful, the arrow special. With luck, it might take only the one shot. He placed it into its groove, pulled back firmly, and aimed. With a shout of laughter, the boy hurled himself into the waiting arms, and Death